It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. For years, the Broadway Viaduct has been a gathering place for the homeless. The bridge that carries Interstate 40 above Broadway near downtown Knoxville is close to the organizations that work with homeless people. But city officials have discovered the people there don't always want help. The next step for the Broadway Viaduct is a planned day use area where unsheltered people can spend some time off the streets. I recently spoke with Michael Dunthorne. He manages homeless programs for the city of Knoxville.
The situation that we have there right now is not something that anybody wants. And we want to both change the dynamic of what's going on there, and we also want to improve the services and resources for people who need help. And so the idea is to have a space that has fencing around it that, you know, not barbed wire or something like that, but nice fencing and a gate that opens in the morning, closes at night, lets people in just to have a place to be. There'll be basic water, porta potties, things like that for basic human functions. And it'll simply be a place where people can be if they're not going to be somewhere else. It'll help them be off of the street. And it will have security while it's open, be cleaned out every night. And most importantly, it will be a place where social services can go in and interact with folks, because we really don't want people to just simply languish in this space. Our objective all along is to get folks off the streets into the services and resources that they need to ultimately be housed permanently.
Did you get any input from the current population there underneath Interstate 40 about what they were looking for, what might best help them? Did you try to gather any input from them?
We've done some informal surveys and studies to try and figure out what's preventing them from going in and taking up resources that are available, and talk to them about what their needs are. The situation is trying to help people get over that hump to address whatever it is that's preventing them from accepting help.
What are some of those causes? Is it a fear of a loss of independence, or maybe a skepticism toward institutions, government, organizations, et cetera? What did that survey turn back?
Certainly all those things. People are concerned if they have personal items and things like that. They are concerned about not being able to have them when they go inside. Mm-hmm. The shelter does have a certain amount of capacity for people to store things, but not a whole lot, and that's still an issue that we have to work through. There's also simply issues of behavior and things like that that have prevented people from going, and you can't, you know, carry in a bottle of liquor into the shelter. They have to manage a population sleeping there every night. We have to help them work through those issues and make sure that people can get in when they need to.
What is the time frame for getting this day use area underway, completion? What's the time frame looking like?
These things always take longer than we ever want them to, but we're looking at this fall. Okay. We just this week have finally gotten the approvals, gone through the process with the Department of Transportation at the state, because they're the ones who own that space. Mm-hmm. And so we had to go through their process to get the ability for the city to make use of that space and make changes to it. And so we've just gotten that. So now we're looking at our procurement process and how you actually get things built and whatnot. And so that will take a little bit of time, but we're trying to do it as quickly as we can while still following the rules that we have to follow.
Right. Constructing this day use area for the Broadway Viaduct, because it's only going to occupy a portion of this, it won't be on both sides of Broadway, correct?
No.
It's just going to be on one side. But even so, people occupy both sides, and so whoever's
right
there, staying or living there, will have to kind of move out while that's going on. We'll be, I guess, permanently displaced by this shelter. What are the plans for managing that?
Our desire is to have folks not live outside unsheltered, and so ultimately our objective is to handle that by helping people move into shelter and into permanent housing. And believe it or not, even with people who have sort of reached that point in their life, they can, with help, get back into housing and start living a better life. Every city across the country is struggling with people who are unsheltered. This is not going to solve the overnight unsheltered population, but hopefully it will change the dynamic and help get more resources to folks that need help, separate them from people who are coming to that area, frankly, to prey on them, to sell them drugs and to do other things that encourage going in the wrong direction. And so it's not going to solve everything immediately. It's not going to, you know, change things overnight, but it is, I think, going to improve the dynamic in that area and help us pursue that ultimate goal of helping people get off of the street.
this area that we're talking about, where Broadway passes underneath Interstate 40, there's CARM, there's the Salvation Army, there is this unsheltered population that lives or spends much of the time under the bridge. So it is a hot spot, an area where this has been going on for a long time. What other efforts may the city be engaging in to address or serve that population?
Sure. One critical piece of the puzzle that's just now getting into place is the city is contracting with Volunteer Ministry Center to put into play two new social workers who will be focused just specifically on this population, on this difficult to serve and resistant population. And they are really some excellent personnel who know how to deal with this population and have a long experience in proving the point that somebody in that situation can get all the way from being unsheltered and on the street and go into permanent housing and move towards a productive life.
Michael Dunthorne manages homelessness efforts for the city of Knoxville. Mr. Dunthorne, thank you for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you.